You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where again, the theme of our program today is hopeless is no longer hope lost. You see, with the presence and the power of the hope of glory in you, you can fight with everything you have left. And if you haven't won, then it's not over. We want to look at this particular point, that God has released you to hope again. So you want to anticipate receiving the double. In Zechariah, the 9th chapter, and the 11th through the 13th verses from the Voice translation, it reads, and I'll read some of the verses here, but it deals with the forthcoming of Jesus Christ, because it says that he comes to establish real justice. He has given him the victory, and now he shares that victory with the people. In that day, as his reign reaches the ends of the earth, war and the instruments of war are laid aside in the greater interest of an abiding universal peace. Eternal One, as for you, because of the covenant promise I made with you through your ancestor David, a covenant sealed in blood, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pits of death. Return to your walled cities, safe and secure, O hostages of hope. I announce today that I will restore you twice as much as what was taken. For my people will be my weapons, Judah, my drawn bow, loaded with Ephraim, my arrow. And I will stir you, sons Zion, making them my attacking hordes against the sons of Greece. And I will brandish you like a warrior's sword. So you see, God has given you now a bigger, a better, a brighter hope. And that hope will help you have undivided focus. So even if you think that you are just a hostage to hope, God promises that he will release you and you will receive double. So why don't you believe that return today? Double. Again on our program, you'll enjoy the music of Phil Jones. Now let's hear him as he presents Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
He is the Lord and King of Kings.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program again is hopeless is no longer hope lost. You see, with the presence and the power of the hope of glory, Jesus Christ in you, you can fight with everything that you have left. And if you haven't won, then it's not over yet. In Ezekiel, the 37th chapter and the 11th verse, it was showing how Israel was thinking when they were hopeless. And it says, "Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts." What they were saying is that they were summoning something that they saw that really wasn't God's reality, but it was their reality. So was hope really lost? If they kept thinking and believing that, yes. But he says, as I'm putting these bones together again, I'm showing them a whole picture that now that they become an army, a living, a breathing army for the Lord our God. So you're saying that he's given them a greater picture than they had before so they could keep moving forward. So we have to say that if you only have hope in this world, then that definitely is going to be temporary. But there is a living hope and a breathing hope that's eternal hope when we have the hope of glory. So then it shows us in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, that in times past, yes, that we without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and with God in this world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So it is Jesus' sacrifice and his offering to God for us as us that drew us in the company of his presence and power. Not temporarily, but his permanent change that God has for us, which means that everything that's under his covering becomes eternal. Now you may say, I don't have that today, but I'm saying if you say this prayer with me, that it will begin right now. You can invite Jesus Christ into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Say this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I need your hope. I'm without hope, but I know that you can come into my heart and change my life. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. And I invite you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. Change my life. Be the Lord. Be the Savior of my life right now. And I trust you to be the Savior of my life. I trust you to be the Lord of my life. I trust you to be the hope of glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, email us at info@kingsportionlife.com. That's info@kingsportionlife.com, and we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Hopeless is No Longer Hope Lost. with the presence and power of the hope of glory, Jesus Christ, in you, you can fight with whatever you have left. And if you haven't won, then it's not over. We want to leave you with this thought. Get your passion back so you can take your hope back. We're going to look in Acts, the second chapter, the 25th through the 27th verses, and it shows how David was looking at turning the reign over to Jesus Christ. And he says, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. It says that every crave that he had was removed from him that would cut off his hope, because he gave the Lord the right of way, which means he was standing unshaken. And he anticipated receiving the end of his hope. Now you may say, well, how do you do this? Well, we don't have to do it alone. It says that in Romans, the 8th chapter, the 23rd through the 26th verse, and we're going to begin with the 24th verse. It says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is not seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So it's saying the things that we cannot produce and reproduce, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, who brings us his Holy Spirit and rests on us so that we can see the promise to the end when we don't know what to do. Now, in Romans, the 15th chapter and the 4th verse says that we have the Logos. He says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And then in Romans, the 15th chapter, the 12th and the 13th verses shows us this, that we have the rhema of God. And both between the Logos and the rhema of God produces the glory of God through the hope of God. So listen to this. In verse 13 reads, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you shall abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It's showing now that you are no longer hopeless, but you're hope filled. So then you're hopeful. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.